4. Tynmouth teacher honoured at palace. A teacher from Tynmouth has been honoured at Buckingham Palace for her dedication to the Duke of Edinburgh Award. Victoria Ratcliffe received a certificate to mark 10 years of service to the award while she teaches at St Peter's School in Exeter. However, Victoria has been involved in helping students gain the award for longer, as she has also been involved with the Duke of Edinburgh's while working in private schools. Victoria was awarded her 10-year service certificate at the scheme's Gold Award ceremony at Buckingham Palace on Friday, May the 9th. Speaking to those attending the ceremony, Duke of Edinburgh, His Royal Highness Prince Edward, said they should all be incredibly proud. "It was a real privilege to be invited," says Victoria. As well as young people achieving the DOE Gold Award, Victoria got the opportunity to listen to inspiring speeches by guests, including TV sports pundit and former England Lioness footballer Alex Scott, MBE. She also met TV presenter Dr. Raj Singh, who appeared on Strictly Come Dancing and presented the CBeebies show Get Well Soon. The DOE scheme was set up by His Royal Highness Prince Philip in 1956. It was initially aimed at helping boys bridge the gap between leaving formal education at the age of 14 and starting national service at 18. Today's scheme is open to any young person between the ages of 14 and 24. It challenges participants to develop skills, build confidence, and make a difference to their communities through three levels: bronze, silver, and gold. Last year, a record 342,000 young people started their Duke of Edinburgh's award.
Bomb scare on a Tynmouth beach. A suspected mine that closed a section of Tynmouth Beach and Promenade on Friday, 23rd May, was in fact scrap metal. Devon and Cornwall police put a 200-metre cordon in place and evacuated businesses along the Promenade and Den early on Friday afternoon after reports that a veteran out metal detecting had found what was believed to be a mine. The main beach and promenade was closed from the Point car park to just beyond the pier. The area affected included the children's play park, skate park, cafes and ice cream parlours, Crazy Golf and the Pavilion's Theatre. A planned screening of an exhibition of Michelangelo's paintings and sculptures at the Pavilion's was postponed as a result of the evacuation. Tynmouth Promenade Parkrun briefly cancelled its planned event on Saturday as organisers were worried they would be unable to access the equipment. However, they were able to reinstate the run once the area was deemed to be safe. Later in the afternoon, the safety cordon was reduced to 100 metres. A Royal Navy explosive ordnance team was called to the scene. They assessed the object as safe and removed it, police said. Devon and Cornwall police thanked the community for its patience and support. Tynmouth is no stranger to ordnance on its beaches. 7 years ago, what was believed to be a World War II bomb was found by a diver under the water near the pier, leading to the implementation of an 800-metre exclusion zone. Specialist bomb disposal experts from the Royal Navy took that device out to sea, where it was safely detonated.
Libraries charity bags 1.5 million lottery funding. The charity that runs Devon Libraries is set to receive 1.5 million of national lottery funding, and communities across Devon are set to benefit from a major new climate action initiative thanks to the funding. The five-year project, Together for Tomorrow, will be led by Libraries Unlimited, the charity commissioned to run the libraries in Devon and Torbay in partnership with CAG Devon, a vibrant network of grassroots sustainability groups supported by environmental consultancy Resource Futures, and will involve a wide range of local partners across the region. Harnessing the power of libraries as trusted, accessible spaces, Together for Tomorrow will support people across the region to make practical, meaningful climate action steps right on their doorstep. Running over a five-year period, The programme will support the transformation of these spaces into hubs where local people can take sustainability-focused action, from establishing repair cafes and community fridges to growing schemes, sewing groups and workshops on low-waste living. The programme will also involve numerous outreach organisations such as Active Devon, Honey Scribe and Ride on Cycling, while additional fundraising and engagement support for the programme will be provided by the Devon Community Foundation and Devon Communities Together. Together for Tomorrow will bring people together through collaboration, creativity and shared learning, creating a model of community-led climate action that others across the UK can follow. Real change starts where many people are, and for many, that's their local library.
Helicopter deployed as police arrest man. A man has been arrested after an incident in Dawlish that saw the police helicopter deployed. Officers were called at around 11:35 p.m. on Tuesday, May the 20th, to a report of a man in his 30s missing from the Dawlish area. The force helicopter was deployed for the search. The man was located on Wednesday, May the 21st, at Dawlish train station. He was found to be on the wrong side of the railway bridge. Following negotiation, the man climbed back over and was arrested on suspicion of burglary with intent to cause damage and sending a communication of an indecent or offensive nature. He remains in police custody at this time, a spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said.
EA targets sewage spills in Teignbridge. New teams of water inspectors are cracking down on pollution along the Devon coast. Unannounced inspections of southwest water sites are among the methods being used by the new teams from the Environment Agency, set up in response to anger over pollution of beaches, rivers and streams across the county. Inspections on local farms are also being stepped up as the EA tries to prevent pollution of inland rivers and streams. A recent Teignbridge Council meeting heard that the Teign estuary alone had 420 discharges in 2024, totalling more than 2,100 hours during which untreated sewage and wastewater flowed into the water. Newton Abbott's Liberal Democrat MP, Martin Wrigley, raised the issue with a written question to Environment Undersecretary Emma Hardy, Labour MP. He asked what steps she was taking to help protect beaches. She said the EA had recruited two new teams to step up regulation of SWW sites in Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. There would, she said, be more compliance checks, including unannounced inspections, studying storm overflow data, and increasing enforcement action for pollution incidents. She said the EA had increased inspections in the last year and would more than double these in the coming year.
Former town hotel to become flats. A former hotel in Dawlish could be converted into flats as a planning application is submitted to Teignbridge. FUL is seeking permission to convert Ocean's B&B into flats. The application proposes turning the Marine Parade Hotel into 7 self-contained residential flats. Teignbridge District Council's planning portal gives July the 15th as the date for a decision on the application. The existing building comprises of 12 guest bedrooms with ensuite bathrooms, together with a bar, dining area and a kitchen. It has a basement, ground floor, first floor, second floor and third floor. The flats will be laid out over the ground first and second and third floors of the building, and there will be a communal corridor leading to a communal staircase to access the first and second third floors.